Oh, 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 dear. What a dreadful night. I wonder where that husband of mine is. Oh, there you are, asleep. Here, Hiram, wake up.
I must have been dreaming. Dreaming of my bachelor days. Dreamt I'd marry Anna Gould.
Well, Hiram Jones, that's where you got fooled.
Oh, that was a lovely dream.
There's no money in lovely dreams. March yourself down cellar and bring me up some wood. Forget your lovely dream.
My, what beastly weather.
Yes, indeed. I wouldn't send a dog out on a night like this. By the way, Hiram, just run to the corner and get me 10 cents worth of brown sugar.
If I had married a rich girl, I wouldn't need to run my own errands.
And if I had married a rich man, I wouldn't need to do my own housework.
When I married you, you didn't have a rag to your back.
Yes, and now I'm covered with them. My domestic worries are making me look old before my time.
Why, dear, I think you're looking particularly handsome tonight.
Oh, do you think so, Hiram? When I was a girl, my face was my fortune.
Yeah, you were dead broke and didn't know it.
And furthermore, my picture was in all the leading papers.
You would have to take 7 bottles.
How disagreeable. Hiram, do you remember the night you proposed to me?
Of course I do.
Oh, for 1 hour I sat by your side and didn't say a word.
That was the happiest hour of my life.
You brute. I want you to understand, Hiram Jones, a good wife is priceless.
Oh, I don't know. I read the other day about a husband who sold his wife to a blind man for 10 cents.
For 10 cents? That's a shame.
Yes, anybody who'll stick a blind man is no good.
Huh, indeed. By the way, Hiram, can you spare me a dollar?
My dear woman, if front reserve chairs in heaven were selling for 50 cents each, I wouldn't have enough money to buy a seat in the last row of the top gallery.
Your usual condition. Oh, by the way, Hiram, I read the other day of a family who received $100,000 from a poor tramp whom they had befriended many years ago.
Bah! Such things never happen in real life.
Oh, I don't know. There's someone knocking. Open the door, Hiram.
Come in!
I declare, if it isn't a dirty ragged hobo. What do you want?
I want to see the head of the house.
Well, I am.
Hiram! I am the head of the house.
Do you remember the poor homeless tramp who you gave a chew of tobacco to just 11 years ago tonight?
Why, I remember it perfectly.
Well, I am that tramp.
I said he'd come back to reward us with a fortune.
Well, sir, since that night I've traveled all over the civilized world, and at last I settled down in Wall Street.
Yeah, what were you, a bull or a bear?
I'm afraid I was a jackass. But I finally went up to the Klondike and staked out a gold mine.
You staked out a gold mine?
Yes, sir. But there was one thing lacking in my life. I started forth on a long and weary tramp that has brought me once more to your doorstep. I want it.
You want it?
I want it.
Yes, yes.
To get.
Yes, yes.
Another chew of that tobacco.
Crushed again.